37 on Hudson Valley Focus Live on WKIP. Tom Mulroy, CEO of T-Rex Capital Developers of Belfield at Historic Hyde Park, and their website, belfieldhydepark.com. And, of course, now the first phase is open. Before we talk about the other phases, Uncle Mike, let's play a couple minutes of that audio you have, please.
Friends of Station WKIP, I gladly embrace this chance to say a few words, even though they're a bit late, on my part, to welcome Station WKIP, Dutchess County's new and only radio station. I've been a little bit intrigued trying to find out what that word KIP means. Either it must be named after the old Rhinebeck family of Kipps, or it must be an abbreviation for the old county seat of Poughkeepsie. The inauguration of this station last June constituted a very distinct step for the county and for the Mid-Hudson Valley. The new station, it seems to me, can play a very important part in our cultural life and in the general life of this community. It's the only station on this side of the river between New York City and Albany. It's thus in a key position to unite our community life to the life of the capital of the state and to the metropolis of the state. It has been brought into being through the vision and foresight of such sterling citizens as John Mack and Jim Townsend and Dick Coombe, whose efforts have been ably seconded by Dr. McCracken of Vassar, John Grubb and Charles Mitchell. This half dozen people who are representative citizens constituting the station's board of directors. And furthermore, I welcome them because it means the Dutchess County is determined to go forward with progress. We of the Mid-Hudson Valley have always been proud of our landmarks and monuments. We've always had good schools and academies and institutions of higher learning. I've been going through a lot of old books on the state of New York and the Hudson River Valley, really dating back 100 years or more. And even then, every guidebook to the river took special pride in the institutions of learning. And mind you, that was long before Vassar College was ever heard of. Institutions even in those days whose fame and influence had gone far. Institutions which today are known pretty well throughout the country through the magic of radio. In the field of communications, this Hudson River of ours has seen the beginning of steam navigation, and the valley across the other side of the county, the Harlem, resounded to the puff of the locomotive when the railroad in America was still in its infancy. And we don't forget that the inventor of the telegraph, Samuel Morse, lived in Poughkeepsie, and that we were one of the first communities in this section to get telephone communication with the outside world. Today, to all that has gone before to enlarge and enrich and broaden our life, is added this new radio station. I like to think of this station as a cultural adjunct to the community that it serves on both sides of the river, not merely as an instrumentality to make money, but as a vehicle through which the emphasis can be placed on the things that count the most in elevating and ennobling the common life. My earnest hope is that our new station will fulfill the high hopes of the men who have brought it into being, and that through them, we, Valley, shall have closer ties, better citizenship among all of us neighbors. I like to think of them as good neighbors in the Hudson River Valley.
Uncle Mike, that's good. Pretty amazing.
Wow.
August 1940.
Wow.
And WKIP signed on June 6th of 1940. That's why he said I'm a couple of months late.
Yeah, no, that what an incredible, powerful speech like he always had. In fact, as you know, in at Belfield, in the public rest areas, we have a constant loop of FDR's fireside chats.
Yes.
So I want to add this one onto that. I never heard this one, and this one will be added onto that loop. We also have, we will be looping in all the rooms on one of the channels. You can see Ken Burns' documentary mm-hmm, called The Roosevelts. It's a 14-hour loop. Mm-hmm. So you can just sit there, relax, and just watch that on and off, and yep. It's constantly on a loop. And a powerful history from 1850 to about 1962 when Eleanor passed. And that's, again, what we do is weave in the past with the present, sure. Keeping an eye on the future. We're really excited about that. And I think, again, the current, you know, the Alto Giannis working with the past and the present to really move Hyde Park to that new level, because it was stagnant for a while. Now those citizens in that town are really going to benefit.
And Tom Mulroy, I mean, as we talked about last week, even the movie currently out, The Boys in the Boat.
Yep.
I mean,
yep.
It's just such a phenomenal tie-in to... Yep. It's a history.
George Clooney just came out. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's a history of this area that went all the way from 1880 something to I think 1949. Most people aren't even aware of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
powerful history, and it's really just becoming awareness. You take for granted certain things that are right next to you.
Yes.
And you just don't you look at everything, especially where media is today. You're looking all over the world instead of right in your backyard. I mean, you can go and have lunch in Paris and you're back here for lunch. I mean, dinner. It's instead of just appreciating what's in your backyard.
Tried to do with Hudson Valley Focus Live, and I've said this many times, I will continue to say it. Hudson Valley Focus Live, it's about here in the Hudson Valley, but I'm talking about issues here in our education, in our environment, in our manufacturing, our industry, our economic development, our healthcare, but also then weaving in what's happening at the state level, at the federal level, at the international level. There isn't anything I talk about here that in some way isn't woven into the life of who we are right here.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And you have to be part of the community, as FDR just said. Part of that local community is being part of the schools, being part of the hospitals and what have you. I mean, that's why we just established a $500,000 scholarship for the Hyde Park school system with Dr. Peter Roman, and Supervisor Togiani has been very integral putting that together. And that's going to benefit for years. And the tax money that's going to come in for the next 20 years, once this is built, is really going to make a transformational difference for the students there and the future.
Exactly. And what you had said a few minutes ago about the students being able to come down and see the work that's actually being done there.
Well, see, and potentially internship there, too, and learn about it.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. Perfect. It is 8:44. Tom Mulroy in studio with me. Let's start a little bit on the timeline, capital markets and interest rates, not that that would ever impact a project of this size.
Of course not.
No. Supply chain issues, workforce issues, these are all the balls that you and the team have to keep in air nonstop. What do you see as your timeline moving forward? What is the next phase? Let's start the conversation
there. Sure. Well, the next phase is phase two. What is that? This is, as I mentioned earlier, 2.1 million square feet, eco-friendly project, and it's a balance between commercial, residential, open space, what have you. And we're not doing this over 2 years. I mean, it took us, we've been involved since 07, 08, closed in 11. Land planning this master plan for the long-term vision, as we talked before, phase one was the heavy infrastructure of the sewer plant mm-hmm. and the first hotel. Phase two, we've been working on parallel tracks to really get what phase two is going to be. But you have to look at this, if it's a 5 or 8 or 10 year project, we're well into it. But you have to look at what's you can't control. We control everything that we can do on the ground here with the local community. What we can't control is the international capital markets.
Correct.
We've been fortunate enough to do this mainly equity for the entire project, except for a construction loan in the hotel right now. But now you never want to put debt on land. It's not you have no offsetting income against that. So we've done it all equity until today. The next phase is close to half the project. It involves phase two, which we just got site plan approval a few months ago, and the IDA approval, again, as I mentioned, with the town and the school and what have you, and the IDA board and ESD board in the state have been very good. So that's going to involve some residential, involves 12 for-sale townhomes, which you had on your screen there. Mm-hmm. It actually involves 344 market rate rental units, which will alleviate some of the demand of residential right now by putting more supply on the market, because there is such a tight residential, especially rental market out there on this waiting list we've heard for right. people to get residential, which is unheard of. And it involves, of the 344 rentals, 224 roughly are standalone buildings, and there'll be 120 lofts over Main Street retail with a Village Green. And it involves about 300,000 square feet of commercial, of which 130,000 of it we're working with local community schools, because it is a tax-exempt parcel, and that's very valuable for those schools to be part of that long-term. And then the rest of the commercial, about 200,000 square feet, involve Main Street retail, you know, the big bay garage, the glass garage doors that open up in nice weather, close down, walkable village, transects that come down from the residential area into the village, very walkable area, and they'll 15-foot sidewalks, tree-lined. People can sit outside during nice weather or close them down and just be inside on offset weather. And it involves a Village Green as well.
Tom Mulroy in studio, 848. We'll take a quick break and come back and wrap up the conversation here on WKIP.